Hey everybody, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. This show is all about expanding your choices so that you can turn problem habits into life-affirming behaviors. Habits into Health supports holistic and somatic ways of dealing with habit change, addiction recovery, and personal growth. Holistic means whole person. Somatic means the body. So the Habits into Health approach is to guide you in listening more to what your body is telling you. I call this letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. For this episode, I have a special treat. I'll share my interview with author and therapist Julia Ross, whose new edition of The Diet Cure updates and overturns everything you've been told about emotional eating, weight gain, and mood swings. This is a whole person approach that helps your brain serve you. And because people don't change based on information or facts alone, in this podcast, we start with an exercise to unclutter the attic. We prepare ourselves to receive by tuning into ourselves in a sensory way. So let's get started. Since we're talking about food today, let's have you focus on your belly. Take a deep breath down into your belly, and if you can, just free up a hand or your hands and put them on your belly. Notice the movement. I'll bet you didn't know that your gut has more neurons than your spinal cord. Consider that, and take another deep breath. Say hello to your gut and all the neurons that are there. That deep breath means letting your diaphragm, that muscle between your lungs and your belly that makes it possible for you to breathe, just let it stretch itself in and out, in and out. That's right, and just notice how you feel. So often we just don't slow ourselves down enough to pay attention. Notice if this changes your state in any way. More and more, research is confirming what people in the holistic health field have known for years. Your overall health starts in your gut. And science is confirming that your brain really is in your body. Neurotransmitters don't just exist between your ears. They are a part of your immune system and have been found in the heart, in connective tissue, and in the gut. Honor that. And take another deep breath. When you feed your gut the right nutrients, guess what? You feed your brain everywhere. In your heart, in your muscles, and in your head. Right now, in this moment, just take that in. If you've listened to Habits into Health before, you know that in each episode, I invite you to take a moment to notice something on a sensory level. If you're new to this show, welcome aboard. It may sound ridiculous, but in today's world, we are steadily trained to know ourselves as mental creatures. When it comes to the body, we tend to limit ourselves to the larger movements of fitness or athletics. We neglect the vital aspect of listening to and acting upon more subtle sensations and action patterns that become those more obvious movements. And when we ignore those deeper signals, we end up behaving in ways that create problems for ourselves and others. A long time ago, I learned a few things about good foods and bad foods. The trick to a healthy diet, said one teacher, is to stay away as much as possible from foods in cans and boxes. It can be hard to do. Last week, I talked about the food addiction epidemic with Julia Ross. She's the author of The Mood Cure and The Diet Cure. The Diet Cure was her first book, originally published in 1999. And now, the much-awaited and updated second edition is out with lots of new information about her program for getting out of the food addiction cycle that affects so many people. Let's listen to that interview now.
I'm talking with Julia Ross, and she is the author of a couple of books, The Mood Cure and The Diet Cure, which The Diet Cure came out first in 1999, Julia. And
that's right.
You now have a new edition coming out. Can you say a little bit about what's changed since 1999?
Well, what's changed is that we now have brand new epidemics that didn't exist when The Diet Cure first came out, of obesity and related health problems, epidemic rates of diabetes, for example, among both adults and children. The obesity epidemic is extended to infants now, and the most serious problems, of course, are the health problems, and it's estimated that worldwide there are about 35 million people who die every year directly as a consequence of what's become the standard American diet, you know, exclusively commercial, primarily refined carbohydrate foods. And
right, we have exported that to the world.
That's right. And so we're responsible, and we need to turn that around. The Diet Cure is loaded with very practical strategies for getting at the core of the problem, which is our inability to stop eating these foods. It's not that we don't have other choices, but we can't make those choices because these foods are so highly addictive. And all the evidence is another new phenomenon that has appeared since the original publication of the Diet Cure, that now it's very, very clear to everyone that the brain centers that control our appetites and provide pleasure and satiety are disrupted by these foods, and it's only by calming down the brain that we can get a handle on this and pull ourselves out of our addiction to sugar and other refined carbohydrates.
You use the word foods, but I've always been a little uncomfortable even calling these things foods. It's like they're really
good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when you look at them, I've got a PowerPoint that shows a pile of cocaine, a pile of OxyContin, and a pile of sugar, and you can't tell the difference. When we refine natural substances down to this extent, we get tremendous power. But what we didn't know was that the power of refined sugarcane was actually at least four times more addictive than cocaine.
Yeah.
Refined coca leaves. Now we're facing that fact, and it explains why we have all these epidemic problems, because
right.
we can't stay away from the very toxic substance that's causing them.
And it's legal.
It's legal. Right.
Isn't that amazing? Well, you know, we both you and I know that conventional psychology doesn't heal the patterns of emotional eating. And you talked in the original Diet Cure book about emotional eating.
And now we have mindful eating, intuitive eating. There are all kinds of permutations on this concept that we can do some sort of psycho-spiritual work and release ourselves from the grip of this biochemical monster. And I wish it were true. As a psychotherapist, I certainly spent years practicing and studying techniques for helping people detach from food cravings, and they were all unsuccessful. And believe me, I was not alone. You know, everybody who tries to deal with these problems with these psychospiritual tools just finds themselves so frustrated. And of course, there are degrees of addiction. So if somebody is in the first degree, you know, has a mild addiction, they might be responsive to these things, and that's great. But the majority of people are more and more profoundly addicted and can't be touched by these methods. And most everybody knows what they should stay away from. It's not like they aren't educated.
Right. Everybody has the information.
And they hate their weight gain. They would do anything and do anything. I mean, the extremes of dieting that people go to in their desperation. so it's just is a demonstration of the addictiveness of this substance. So the Diet Cure, in its new 40% revised form, the most elaborate revision that the world's largest publisher, Penguin, has ever mounted. That
wow.
revision has been done because of the serious nature of what's happening. And it really contains the basic information that was always there. The first chapter explaining how we can use amino acid supplements to change our appetites within 24 hours by correcting the brain chemistry that really generates these cravings. But it's clearer, our access to all the amino acids that I talk about in that chapter is excellent now. Online, everywhere we can get everything, including tryptophan, which was banned for a number of years, is now back and in the stores and online and so forth.
Right.
But all of the other issues that go along with it, for example, we have another epidemic of hypothyroidism, and even people who are successful at stopping their cravings will sometimes find that the weight doesn't fall off, even though they're not eating sugar anymore. They're eating very healthful foods, not excessively, because for a number of reasons, a lot of reasons for our low thyroid epidemic. But the important thing is that the new Diet Cure gives much more updated information about how to assess it and correct it and getting the help that you need so that you can burn the calories properly. One of the big mm-hmm. causes of our inability to burn calories properly because of the suppression of our thyroid functions is low-calorie dieting. It's one of the reasons the book's called The Diet Cure, that dieting is one of the most dangerous things you can do when you're trying to preserve a normal appetite and health, because
right.
it just strips us of all the nutrients that
all
we
the nutrients,
need.
Right, right. People are just trying to lose weight, and they're not really recognizing how their food or whatever it is that they're eating is so denatured. That
well, if they did one diet and they lost the weight and that was it, they could survive mm-hmm. that. But it mm-hmm. never works because, of course, it causes rebound food cravings and weight gain, partly by suppressing the thyroid, and so they're constantly going back and dieting, and now there's the new dieting where people don't do formal diets so much as they just integrate, you know, fasting, cleansing,
right.
Doing as much under-eating as they can possibly do to try and compensate for all the overeating they're doing.
Well, I recently read about a study. In fact, I've been focusing on this on the most recent podcast, that it turns out that over 50% of all of cancer is directly related to three lifestyle habits. And the one that is the most related is smoking, of course, but next is diet. And people don't really realize when they start engaging in these kind of habits, they actually deplete their immune system and make themselves more vulnerable to serious illness, like heart disease and cancer.
Well,
so that's why I've been focusing on it the last few weeks on this podcast.
Well, there are a number of reasons for that, but simple malnutrition is, as you say,
mm-hmm.
the most important one, because when you're eating nothing but high fructose corn syrup, which contains no nutrients, what are you going to be but malnourished? And then when you alternate that with starving yourself, there's no relief.
It's a yo-yo.
Yeah.
So what's the most important thing that you would want my listeners to get about this today?
Well, I think the most important thing is for people to find some shred of hope that it really isn't because of a lack of self-discipline, a lack of character, a lack of willpower, emotional upsets that should have been taken care of and somehow aren't. It really is a biochemical imperative that we're dealing with. People cannot say no to sugar. And once they understand that, then they can be moving towards solutions. And I wish there were more practical and helpful solutions out there, but I'm afraid, and this is the reason I did the big revision, is the diet cure is the only thing that can really answer people's questions about what can I do to change this biochemical imperative? How can I escape it? And it's the reason that the book has done so well for 12 years. Even without the revision, it's done so well. And when I first, the very first time that the national television ever paid attention to the book, the first station got 50,000 calls.
Wow.
The book has been a phenomenon. And in the publishing industry, they were competing with each other for who would buy it, because the publishing industry is full of women who are struggling with their weight. And they knew that this was the only thing that had any hope, that was new, that had any substance to it. So I'm hoping to give everyone not only hope, but actual tools for digging themselves out of this terrible pit that we've fallen into.
And these are very practical things that they can do. They can read, not just read the book. The book isn't just about reading something.
No.
It actually has specific things that you can go and buy. Like you said, tryptophan is now back on the market. There are specific things that people can do that are really safe.
Yes, and they're safe and they're effective. And this may be the most important message of all, that they work within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to take supplements for 6 months and then maybe you'll feel better.
Right. You know very quickly whether what you're taking is actually right.
And you yourself have seen some of the evidence of this.
Absolutely.
So it's great to be talking to you in particular about it, because you really understand how effective these nutritional methods really are.
Yeah, and people, it's so amazing how people are so surprised. They go, oh, my goodness.
What happened to those cravings?
Yeah.
We had a client who was a chocolate addict, and she had a whole stash of large chocolate bars in a particular place in her house. And then she came to our clinic in Mill Valley here in Northern California, and the cravings disappeared. And about 6 weeks later, she was cleaning up this particular area, and she found the candy bars, which she'd completely forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at them and thought, why did I ever get these? So
it's a miracle.
It is a miracle. And
it's
a miracle of nature. You know, these are just little foods that people, that the brain needs desperately in order to regulate its own appetite. But so there are no side effects. They're only needed temporarily. It's just a wonderful thing.
Right. So what is it that you're going to be doing over the next weeks and months to help get the word out about the new book?
Well, I've started my radio book tour in Chicago and New York, and now I'm with you here in California. And I'll be doing a number of book signings in bookstores all over the Bay Area and at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco over the next 6 weeks. All of those events are posted on the new dietcure.com website. So
do they go to thenewdietcure.com?
No, it's dietcure.com.
And they can get the book direct there?
They can get the book direct there or anywhere else. And they'll be directed towards my events and towards book buying and lots of other great research articles and so forth are posted there too.
So there we are, folks. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I hope you enjoyed my interview with Julia Ross. To learn more specifics about the food addiction trap that leads to so much emotional eating, you can get the new edition of The Diet Cure at dietcure.com or at bookstores in person and online. You don't have to be caught in this cycle anymore. But it will take motivation and support. And this is true no matter what your problem habit is, whether it's about food, smoking, whatever. I've known people who have kicked their habits and addictions on their own, but I don't recommend doing it alone. The folks I know who sustain their changes join others in the journey and enlist support from friends and family. Here at Habits into Health, everyone can benefit from what you're learning, so bring your questions and your comments to the website at habitsintohealth.com. If you've listened before, you know that I bring more of this perspective and other ways to support you in creating a plan that works for you in creating your change of habit. If you're new, welcome aboard. You can learn more all about this at habitsintohealth.com. You can find us on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Twitter as well. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.